You see, I like a suit with a casual shirt, with a three-button polo shirt.
I don't mind that.
That kind of thing.
But if you wear
a shirt without a tie...
No. If you're inclined to do that, before you do it, ring me.
What about the button-down shirt, though?
No, button-down... No.
Really?
No, I have worn them in the past, but do you like... You probably quite like them.
I do. I quite like that sort of 60s preppy...
Do you know where it came from?
No.
Well, it was polo.
Right.
Because the collars used to flap when they were riding polo.
Right. Gotcha.
Which, of course, is why Ralph Lauren's logo is...
A polo?
Yeah.
Player. Now, do you... Because someone has just mentioned this. Terry has just mentioned this. He says... Cufflinks, tie pins, clips, collar studs, plain and jewelled, separate collars, pocket handkerchiefs, sock suspenders, braces, and shirt sleeve retainers.
I
do have a pair.
No, well, I'm lucky. Well, maybe I'm not lucky, but I have very long arms.
Right.
They're all almost sort of prehensile. They're so long. So I have trouble getting sleeves that are... Because you should have 2 inches of cuff showing.
Right.
And I have trouble getting sleeves with shirts with long enough sleeves. So now we've got the shirt on.
Now, for those who don't know, shirt sleeve retainers are kind of metal...
They're metal bands that go above...
Expanding springs, yes, which go here to keep your shirt sleeve at the correct length.
Brilliant.
I do have a pair.
Yeah, well, I would wear them if only I could get sleeves that were long enough. So now we've got the shirt on, and we've got the collarbones and the cufflinks. And then there is the suit of the day.
Yeah.
Now, that's probably quite easy if you've got enough of them. I mean, the trouble is, if you've got... I've got 3 wardrobes full of suits.
So wow.
So I have sort of autumn, spring, winter and summer, so we change. And then... Oh, this is the most delicious decision of all, isn't it, really? The waistcoat.
You see, I rarely wear a waistcoat. Oh, very rarely.
I have a large collection of waistcoats. And today it matches the suit.
It does.
It's a double-breasted suit with a double-breasted waistcoat. So, first of all, colour of waistcoat, double-breasted, single-breasted, short or slightly longer. And then you go to the wardrobe and you think, now, which one shall I wear? Shall I wear one that... Some of my suits come with contrasting waistcoats. So now we've got the waistcoat on, the trousers, obviously. So we pulled the trousers up. Ah, the braces.
Do you wear braces?
Of course I do, yes. Felt braces.
You see, I don't wear braces.
Felt braces only. Elastic braces are a last resort. Felt braces. And I used to have felt braces.
Have you had your braces felt, Max?
Yes, I have. Yeah, when I was a younger man. So then the braces, then the waistcoat goes on, you see. And then there is such dilemma. Which pocket watch to wear?
Right.
So first of all, which watch? I'm showing this lovely little Hunter that came from just around the corner. It's a beautiful little watch, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then what chain to wear with it? A double chain or a single chain? Always the double-breasted waistcoat, single chain. And then what do you have hanging from it? This is a medal from a monastery. So that's very old and very beautiful, yes. So
now, you wear a pocket handkerchief.
I always wear a pocket handkerchief.
Now, do you wear the pocket handkerchief to match your tie or your shirt?
Ah, it depends what the mood I'm in. I am allowed... And also, this is the handkerchief that goes in the top pocket, but there's also the handkerchief that goes in the pocket.
Which
see?
Is for the nose, or not?
Yes, here we are, yes. And today's is...
Blue spotted.
Yes, lovely. Yes, we have lots of these.
And are your handkerchiefs? Do you have linen for the pocket, linen for the nose, and silk for the pocket?
If I had more, yes, I have lots of linen handkerchief, linen for the nose, and silk for the pocket.
Yeah.
So now that we're almost there, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have never tie pins.
You see, I love a tie pin.
No, I do like a stock pin. Do you know what a stock pin? I'm not wearing one now.
I like a pin which has just, a pearl on the end or
Stock pin.
Yeah, that's what I wear.
Yeah, well, you wear that. It's called a stock pin. That's very good.
I tell you what also looks very good is a stock pin through the pocket to keep the pocket handkerchief in place.
Cover of your last book.
Yes, exactly.
And then we move on to what pens to carry for the day.
So you see a pen as an accessory.
Well, yes, of course I do. So today we have a Parker 51.
All right.
It
does
pen,
indeed.
Yes, and a Parker 61 pencil.
Which is a much, yep. Do you never worry about your pen bleeding into your pocket?
Yes, of course I do. Yes, but one has to put up with these things. And then we're almost ready now, aren't we?